Hello and welcome to the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, one of two, Andrew, also known as J-Bond, the other one of two hosts.
You know me, it's your boy Mike.
Mm-hmm. So, it is Monday, March 7th. It is not Sunday, March 6th. We recorded this on Monday because of some stuff, and I pretty much never wanted to put down Uncharted 4. So, other than that, like, in the, 2 minute before we get into our topic recap, I was thinking about how the fact of the matter was that I really did not play anything besides Uncharted, like, this weekend, obviously. But even last week, I was like, man, I didn't play anything at all. And then I'm like, that's impossible. I put up YouTube videos of games. Like, of course I've played stuff. So I was, I had to remind myself that I did play other games. There's some Galaxy videos up on the YouTube channel, because that was, along with Broforce, the free game of the month of March. And while both of us have had Galaxy for a while, I bought it when it came out, I figured I would make some videos to let people see the game. It's a good game. It, unfortunately, it got plagued a little bit with some delays, and it took longer to come out than I think that 17-bit would have wanted, but it is a good game, and there are, you know, fun aspects about it. And if you're a PS Plus member, you might as well jump on the train. And just get it for free.
Yeah.
So that's my advice to you. And if you want to see gameplay, feel free to go to youtube.com/c/thedgcast, and you can watch, there's three videos of Galaxy. I also put up more Punch Club. I have another one going up. And while we're doing this podcast, I have footage of Uncharted 4 rendering, so that I can make maybe some highlight clips. Because I played like over 70 games.
Played a lot.
Yeah, so I took, after every single match, I took a picture of the scoreboard. Okay, first off, hold on. End shooting the shit. Begin topic. Topic, Uncharted 4 multiplayer beta. This one was an open beta. It was from Friday to... It actually was still going this morning for a little bit. I checked before the podcast. It is officially closed. But this one was open to the public. You didn't even have to have PS Plus to try it.
Right.
So that meant that this was available to the tune of, 37 million people, because there's 37 million PlayStation 4s out there. So even if you don't have PS Plus, you had a shot at playing it. Which is a smart move. There was a bazillion Super people smart. Playing in
oh,
all
yeah.
in all of my games. I never ran into a single person I recognized. Not one Naughty Dog person. The only person that I actually bumped into that I recognized was X-Shot, who him and Triple Rec are like, were big streamers of like The Last of Us. So
nice.
X-Shot. And I've run across X-Shot in The Last of Us back in the day as well. We got destroyed. Not shocking. He was probably playing with a full team, and I was just rolling solo. But
nice.
That's the only person I ever recognized their PSN name. Now, in theory, I can go back, because I took pictures of all the scoreboards of all the matches I played, and actually like double-check names and see. I definitely didn't see any Naughty Dog paws. So that was how you knew if they were a Naughty Dog person.
Right. So I'm assuming no time to play it, maybe?
No, they were playing it. They just...
Oh, okay. Just,
there was that many people
One of the million chance of running into them.
Yeah, because there was probably a lot of people playing this beta.
A lot of people playing it.
No numbers have been announced yet, and I'm hoping that they do, because I'm just curious how many people jumped in to play.
Oh, it's got a big number.
Yeah. So that said, my thoughts remain mostly the same. of the beta, and I'll talk about this in the YouTube video that I'm making in more detail with video examples of what I'm talking about. Grenades, throwing grenades sucks. Needs to be fixed. They need to work on it. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You have two grenades. Well, you have two different arcs depending on whether you're aimed down the sights or not. You're throwing from, like, just your regular stance. And
right. You
throw further aiming down the sights. That
down the
said,
sights,
aside...
Which I think that's how I threw it.
Yeah, that's how I always threw it because it was just more accurate. But the other problem I had was that the grenades either went too far or not far enough. Like, the reticle of where it's supposed to land is not... actually where
it's
my
not
grenades
correct. Yeah,
yeah, it's not, it was never where my grenades really ever landed. It got to the point where I would always throw over where I wanted it to go because
right.
I knew it wouldn't make that throw. And it's like I don't want to have to compensate for the game not properly aligning up. And I'm sure someone will be like, "No, I didn't have that problem." And I'll be like, "You probably you're probably just throwing grenades and just being like, oh, I never got a hit." And it's like, no, trust me. I'm not trying to say I played a shitload of it, but I could have played 100 games. I definitely played over 60 because I had counted all the photos at one point. So I have definitely played 60 games or more. And that's quite a bit of grenade throws.
A lot of grenade.
That just needs to be tweaked, and the grenade throw has to be, it should be the same regardless of whether you are throwing from, aiming down the sights or not. Like that's cause in theory, if that were the case, if I throw it while aiming down the sights, the grenade should go less far because I'm holding a weapon and then throwing a grenade with my offhand. Whereas if I'm throwing without aiming my weapon, I should be able to throw it much farther. You know, not trying to, like, whatever. Either way.
Pick on them, I guess.
You know, the grenade throws. Anytime I tried to throw a grenade from cover, it usually never even went over the cover and then blew me up.
Really?
Yeah. And I have, like, three examples. In one of the last matches I played that I have video that I can, you know, show to people.
Right. So they say, hey, you know, this is what happened.
This is what happened more than once, and it shouldn't happen at all. Like, throwing a grenade from cover, like, it shouldn't be an issue. Because if I can fire my weapon from cover and it fires over automatically the obstacle I'm behind, then it shouldn't, like, the grenades should be making it over the fence, too.
Right, yeah, it should be no issue.
But, so that's one of my issues. The Mettler is still definitely an OP weapon. I think in terms of shots to down a person, it's probably the fastest. Like, without question. You know, aside from, like, a sniper rifle having two shots to down a person, you know, the Mettler was, like, 3 to 4 shots every time. I don't use it because I'm not good with it. I'm not good with the semi-automatics from a third-person game, but there were some people that were just absolutely dominating. And that's not to say I didn't. I was generally in the top two, you know, first or second on my team. I was on the first and second place by money. Like, you're ranked by your cash amount, not by kills and deaths. People need to, like, pay attention to that because, like, there were kids on my team that did far more work than I do. I just had more money because I used the boosters Treasure Hunter and Loose Change.
Ah, gotcha.
So those Treasure Hunter gives you an extra $50 every time you pick up one of the treasures that randomly spawn around the map. And Loose Change leaves $50 depending on which – and if you have Loose Change 2 – it's $75. Every time you die, you drop $75. So there's random money around the map. So if you're like me and you die a lot, that means you've got free money.
Yeah.
But the advantage to that is it means I get to use things like my mysticals and upgrade my grenades pretty much constantly. So
every single
Pretty much the second I would use my Eldorado, I would be able to rebuy another one without even like hesitating.
Jeez.
Yeah, which is another thing I need to look at. A few times when I threw my mystical and then immediately bought one, it canceled out my existing mystical.
Existing.
Even though I hadn't thrown it, I hadn't thrown a second one. I just bought a new one and it canceled out my other one. You know, and like sometimes they didn't throw, like you'd go to throw it and it wouldn't actually throw. But I think that's more of
Bro,
just
yeah.
a it just that's probably just a maybe they need to change it. And I get that you
Change
should have
it,
the
yeah.
ability to cancel your throw, but you know, I don't think you I, one of the, that's one of those times where I don't think you should. I don't think there should be a cancel mystical. You're either using it or you're
No.
not, you know?
Yeah.
'Cause it's not like
Yeah,
I can't like cancel a super in Destiny or cancel a, you know, whatever. You know, canceling a grenade, that makes sense. Being able to not throw a grenade, I'm okay with, but
The mystical, yeah.
yeah. Otherwise, fluidly speaking, the game performed incredibly well. You know,
Oh, yes.
I
Super well. Super
there was
smooth.
some hiccups at the beginning at launch, which is probably from the influx of people trying to get on and play, which I don't, you know, whatever. The same issue happened with Naughty Dog at the launch of The Last of Us Remastered.
Lots of us.
The Last of Us Remastered went live and the servers
No
crashed.
one was able to play.
And somebody tweeted something and then deleted it, and I screenshotted it because I thought it was hilarious, but I never posted it because it was
No.
a tweet out of frustration that something had gone wrong. It wasn't tweeting at anything ridiculous, and it wasn't even. It was just one of those like motherfucker, like, you know.
Yeah.
And they probably were just like, I should delete that, and that's what they did, but. There are more than one occasion where I've screenshotted something a person has said and then like gone back later and seen that it was deleted and been like, "Aw." But like performance-wise, the game did fine. You know, I didn't
impressed
notice
man.
anything like really crazy. You know, one of the times I got downed as Marlowe, my character like animation got a little messed up. Like her shirt was not there, and so you could just see through the character model. Like part of like the shirt was just gone, and you could just see through the character model to the other side. But that was it. You know, there were a couple times I got nervous because I called a brute while crouched against a wall, and the brute dropped in the wall, but then walked out of the wall. So I was like, okay, whatever, I don't care. You know,
Enough.
I was afraid I just used all that. I just called in a sidekick, and then it was going to be useless because it was going to be stuck in a wall. It
Stuck in a
was
wall, yeah.
able to get out of the wall, so that part was fine.
That's, yeah. Say, I had weird splash damage rocket launcher.
In what way?
Like I shot it over the wall, but somehow it just killed me. Like I had it aimed at the one of the guys, enemies, and somehow it killed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no
I
idea.
found that the damage radius of the rocket launchers and even sometimes the grenades was a little weak. Like you land a grenade like almost right next to a person and it doesn't do any damage to them.
They just
Or
walk
like
through it. Yeah.
RPGs, RP I would fire an RPG at a wall to hit the person because I knew they were crouched and like it wouldn't
Some splash damage, at least.
yeah, you'd think, but and if that's the case, then I just will now have to be more deliberate with where I place grenades and rockets, but it just seems like it should have been. It seems like a grenade blowing up would do more damage than like a 2 foot, you know, area. But again, you know, it's not trying to be Call of Duty. It's not trying to be whatever. But there also, who knows, there could be a booster for, you know, damage
Better
radius because like The
explosion.
Last of Us had explosion expert
True.
and that increased the radius of Molotovs and things like that, so perhaps there will be some, which seems weird in that sense because it's not as survival based, so Explosion Expert doesn't,
Doesn't, yeah.
it wouldn't seem like it fits, but I'm okay with it.
No. Yeah. No.
But I don't, I hated the reticle initially in the game, the way that it's like
For the
designed,
grenades or
just for
just in
just
general?
aiming in general. Aiming in general.
Yeah, that feels a little
I
weird.
thought it was really weird when I first played the beta,
The first time, I
yeah, the
assume.
first time around, before right before PSX actually, and then I got used to it. It didn't bother me as much after the fact. The AK-47 is still like deadly in the hands of someone who's skilled as a player and at the same time not powerful enough.
Not
Yeah, which it's
no.
really weird how well balanced the AK is for being your starter weapon.
Starter weapon, yep.
I dig the HS39. That is
Four pounds
probably
of pistol.
my favorite gun. The XCR is pretty cool. I don't know. I really liked my custom loadouts, and that was pretty much what I rolled the whole time. At one point, I stopped even putting. I didn't have a sidekick in my class at all.
Just stop putting them
I
in.
just put it. I stopped putting it in so I could use the points for boosters.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I would probably honestly forget about using a sidekick and then use the boosters and then probably the what are they
Purchasable
called?
weapon.
Mysticals.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
mysticals.
or the stuff like that. Or the mysticals, yeah.
Well, that was my
And
thing
then
is
forget, oh, I could put.
I wasn't using the sidekicks like ever. So I finally was just like, you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna. The thing that kind of stinks is you can still only have a max of four boosters
Four
anyways,
boosters.
but you can at least pick the different upgrade levels of them. So like deep cover one, deep cover two, or marking one, marking two, and it's like marking two makes them last an extra 3 seconds, or loose change goes from 50 to 75, and I don't know what loose change three did. The revive one is definite helping hand. Easiest
Easy.
perk you should always have to be able to revive your teammates is crucial. And again, you were talking earlier about how before the podcast how you had no support from your teams. We
Yeah,
were
literally.
playing a game. Me and Speedway and Icy Dude and T-Man had joined in at some point, but I think that particular match, it was just me and Speedway. And we finished this match where we did really well. And I was like, Speedway and I are just talking, and I was like, look, I'm telling you, I'm like, there is definitely something to reviving teammates and winning the match because we had like nine revives and they had zero. And all of a
Yeah.
sudden I just hear, we weren't even trying. You're not trying to impress. You're not impressing anyone. And I was like, I'm not trying to impress anyone. I was like, I'm
Yeah.
stating a fact. Every game that my
Right.
friend and I have been playing, the team that has more revives usually is the person who won because they've prevented you from getting
Yeah.
kills. Like,
Exactly, yeah.
if you don't revive your teammates, that means every time one of your teammates is down, that's a kill. And I even said to him, I was like, if you look at, because he was giving, I think he was making a, he was trying to be cool because I was in first place or something. I was like,
Try to be cool.
I was like, I'm in first place not because of kills and downs. I was like, I'm in first place because I use Treasure Hunter and loose change. I was like, so I'm always going to have more money than the rest of my teammates, usually to the tune
Right.
of 1,000 or more. I was like, this isn't me bragging. This is me making an objective. Observation in the game. The teams that revive their teammates usually are the ones that win
We'll
the
do better.
game. It's like,
Do
because
not
one
let
of the
your team
kids on their
down.
team had like 11 downs, and I'm like, yeah, you had 11 downs, but your teammates let you get killed 9 times. So,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
a word to the wise, if you're playing Uncharted 4, revive your teammates.
Yeah, always revive my teammates. No one revived me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so you just don't want to win then, or at least
Yeah.
attempt to win.
Speedway and I were always on the mics telling people,
Yes, yeah, get
you know,
some form of hey, you know,
because well, just because like I was like, we should just be in a
reach out for
party.
revival.
Well, because we were in a party, so if we had
Oh,
been in a
right.
party chat, they wouldn't have heard us. So we weren't in a party, so that we could be like, hey, you know, watch out on the
So
left.
it's
You know, they're
now,
on the right. You know,
yeah.
go get that revive. I'll cover you. You
Right.
know, and yeah, there were times where people were just like, whatever, don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. It's like,
Which
oh.
is super frustrating because, you know,
Yeah.
if you want to win the fucking match, you're gonna have to help the rest of your team. You're never gonna lone
Yeah.
wolf. You can't, you can lone wolf in The Last of Us and win a game. You cannot lone wolf in Uncharted and win a game. It is
Charted.
too fast. You will get
Yeah.
run up on by 10 of your fellow enemies and lose. You will lose that battle, you know. I don't know, 80% of the time. Yeah, sometimes you can get two people down without losing yourself, but if you only down
Yeah.
one of them and they down you, they both get a revive and you get a death. And I'm not saying, you know, always run with a buddy, but if you're gonna play by yourself, be cognizant of your team. It is definitely a team-based game. The Last of Us is very team-based, but if you want, you can
You
lone wolf
can,
it.
yeah, you can
You
go.
can lone
Yeah.
wolf it only because the fact if the other enemy team runs, they show up on radar. So if
Just
you know,
importantly,
if
plant
you can,
traps.
yeah, like if you can stealthily make your way across the game and sneak and kill a few enemies, yeah, you probably will manage to do pretty well. But you're not going to do
Fine.
very well in a game where there is no penalty for running around the map
Yeah,
and making
exactly.
noise, you know? So that would be my biggest claim about Uncharted multiplayer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I didn't try enough of the weapons to really have a good idea. Like I use the AK, I use the XCR, and I use the HS39. The HS39 was my primary weapon. Pretty much shortly after using the XCR. And then I used the Para-45 and the revolver. And I got better at the revolver, but I still will probably just use the Para-45 because that is a great sidearm. Really good. Manageable recoil. You know, but I didn't really use a lot of the pre-purchased classes. I built my own classes.
Built your own, yeah.
Yeah.
I just used the default stuff, made a class, and then tried it that way.
Yeah. Like so I and like I said, I'm really, really excited. I'm really, really hoping that there's a good amount of maps when it first launches. I'm hoping that there is
Oh, I'm sure this would be
you know,
probably stuff from story mode, and then, the standard, here's a four pack, map pack, or whatever,
well, that's my thing. I'm just curious as how many maps are there going to be at the end of,
Right.
you know, at the end of the day,
Cycle.
how many maps are they going to give us at launch, right? Are they going to give us, you know, 8 maps, 10 maps? Probably not 10, but you know,
I'd
six,
say a solid
six,
eight
you
first.
know, six. My thing is, yeah, 6 to 8. That's probably it, you know.
Right. Add a few here and there
Yeah,
later.
my thing is they'll probably have a few that show up and you know maybe some DL like I know that they're gonna do DLC stuff. Like I know
Oh,
that
yeah,
that's
no doubt.
you know, I know there's gonna be microtransactions. It's probably gonna be just like The Last of Us The Last of Us and Uncharted 3 where
Sure to
there's
three.
all these random stupid things you can buy. Hats,
Hats,
taunts,
yeah. Taunts, yeah.
characters. And they'll be, you know, they're gonna do the
Skins, yeah.
nickel and dime, get you for $1, $2, whatever. But the rest of the stuff will probably be free. You know,
Free updates.
are there gonna be weapon packs like The Last of Us did, where you can unlock new weapons? Yes. And they'll probably do the same thing they did, where they'll add a default class that has that weapon.
Oh, Right.
And then that way, if you don't want to pay for it, you can have the default class. And if you want that weapon, then you have to pay the, you know, the dollar or whatever for that, you know, set.
The pack, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my guess is there'll be a season pass. This might be the one game that I definitely buy the season pass.
Right.
You know, again, I know I'm going to put time and money into it, just like the kids who play Call of Duty and the kids who play Battlefield and the kids who play, you know, I don't know, Far Cry or whatever, you know, whatever. Yeah. They're gonna get their money's worth out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and that's super good.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I'm gonna play this game a lot. I already know I'm going to. I'm gonna be playing a lot of multiplayer, and this will be the new game for me. I'm not gonna probably play, you know, Destiny as much.
Yes.
And if I even pick up The Division, which is out tomorrow, the servers are already live today. If you have a disc copy of the game. You know, that's whatever. That's your prerogative. Play whatever game you want. I don't know how often I'll play The Division if I pick it up. I'm sure that game's going to have legs and it'll be out for a while, but
there's no rush. It's not a rush to get it.
Yeah, I'm not in a rush
compared
to get it.
Yeah, compared to, you know, stuff like Uncharted and, I don't know what else, but yeah.
Yeah. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close my, section of talking about Uncharted multiplayer on the whole. And what I'm going to do now is bring you a special edition of bullshit that Andrew finds online. So this is from the Uncharted 4 A Thief's End multiplayer stress test forum on PlayStation forums. And so this is great. So I'm going to read you the
Someone more salty than I was?
It's not even so much that they're salty, but I'm just going to read you the title of the thread, and then I'm going to open some of the threads. Now,
okay.
I will preface this with they're not all bullshit. I just wanted to... I just feel like I'll have a little
some
fun.
Some people kind of want to talk about, I guess.
Sure. So I'm going to read you this one.
Okay.
The title is Bring Back From Subway Promotions. Bring back from Subway
promotions.
Okay.
Oh, okay. When they did the whole code thing. With
sure, but that's what his that's the title of it. Grammatically, that makes no sense. Bring back from Subway promotions.
Yeah.
What the? Okay. Anyways, here's the whole post. Bring back a DLC from Subway promotion. Subway Drake from the Uncharted 3 beta and keep it permanent to play in the full game of Uncharted 4. That's it. That's the whole post. First reply. No.
Nah.
Second reply is ops with a smiley face. OPS. I don't know what that means. It's not the same per. Okay. And then the next comment is the Subway Drake skin looked cool, though. Wouldn't mind if it made a comeback. And that's it. Okay. So that one was that.
Right. Standard posts.
Here's a new one. This makes me so mad in U4. I'm going to open this one, and this one says, "It's happened on more than one occasion too." Oh, it's a video clip. Nerf buff patch adapt. Okay, LOL. Okay, here's the reply. I'm not going to watch the video because I don't want to. See what it is. I love it. Right. They rather get that KO whom going to die anyways and pass you up. Happened a lot as people learned first day. Not so much. Yeah, it sucks, especially if you are like me helping people when it is possible safe. I even have had the booster on all the time to make it faster. The person in this video could easily have helped you. I wasn't even upset he got the KO, but he just runs past me and everything. You can tell by how I stopped moving my character that I was done. I just dropped my controller and was like, seriously. Yeah, so this is a person probably being annoyed that they didn't get revives.
Fair enough. I mean, it didn't make me stop wanting to play. I would just say, hey, come on, you know. Let's get some teamwork going, but
here's the thing, right? You read a couple comments down, and this the original poster puts, "Oh, this happened in your first match. Ouch. Yeah, that's depressing. Did you happen to rage on Mike? LOL." Then space. "Now that I look back on it, I wonder if having my mic on would have helped. ... Probably not." See, there's where you're wrong, dude, posting on the internet. You're probably wrong, because more than one occasion when I was saying, "Hey, behind you, get me the get my revive, behind you, get my revive, he's down," people would come over and revive me. And on more than one occasion when I was talking with Speedway on the mic, other people joined in too. They clicked, you know, I heard them click on their mic and they started talking with us too. And the more communication we had, the better we did. Like there was one, I think it was probably like three or four games we kept playing, and we kept getting paired with these same two dudes that were obviously playing together as well. And the first match we ended up against each other on the same team, we crushed it. And we were like, this was good. Like, this was good, because we're all telling each other what's going on and we're chatting. And then we got paired against each other, and they won by a few KOs or whatever. And then the next match, we got paired up again, and it was 4-5 because we didn't have, like, somebody from our team bailed out. And I was like, whatever, man, we're the dream team. We got this. Oh, and what happened? We won the match. Because we were communicating.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
So that was that. Ooh, all wow, takes, this man. Post got locked. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Interesting. This one's about Harry Flynn's voice.
Oh.
So, Harry Flynn in the game is not being voiced by the same, it's not the same person.
Same actor.
Yeah. So, anyways, this person put a whole thing about it. And wow, this is a pretty lengthy post, and they've got even screenshots of Steve Valentine, who's the original Harry Flynn's thing, and then okay, so then they've got a post from a Twitch chat in which some stuff looks like they're getting support solves go to solution. There's 42 pages on this. 42 pages. Holy butts.
Wow.
So this post was, "I just want to say thank you to all of those who supported this thread. Even if we didn't get the outcome we desired, at least we got an answer. I'm looking forward to Uncharted 4, and I'm requesting for this thread to be locked. I don't want anyone arguing, debating, speculating, or flaming over what happened." Okay? And then there is another post. Oh, Q-Train, who he locked the thread and put, "You got it." So where is the answer? Now I would like to know where the answer is. Would the next move be using his old lines, getting a new voice actor? The entire thread has been nothing but complaints about his voice. You said during a live stream you noted that the reaction and it wasn't favored. I did look into what we could do given the concerns, and I've been unequivocally told things are staying as they are. It's not something we took lightly, even originally from my conversations, but that's where it lies. Apologies. Interesting. So it seems like there's something going on, and that's why he's not. Read from bottom to top. Okay. Okay. It would be easy to discuss the realities. Don't get anywhere. Doing your private business. My business. I'm sorry. I'm like just kind of reading this. And I will link this thread in the post notes, because this is actually kind of interesting if you are at all into the voice actor and kind of the ins and outs of the business.
The biz.
Actors have a history of being offered take it or leave it. And as much as I loved the work, I had to leave it over a year ago. It's a shame that private talks didn't stay private, but the fans deserve to know. I would have loved to do it. It really comes down to how much fans care about who is in their games. If they buy and play no matter what, we'll always be interchangeable. Didn't want to discuss this so publicly, but there you go. If it's okay with you guys, I'd like to leave it at that. Hashtag life's too short for corporate crap. Wow, so he must have been given
Interesting.
like some sort of ultimatum, and so he said no. My guess,
Yeah.
and I my assumption is that who
Super
knows
intriguing,
what the
though.
situation.
Right, because it could be anything.
Yeah.
I am very intrigued now to give that a read.
Yeah, I'm still scrolling through. So the answer was pretty much a no for months. Informed. I always try to advocate. I didn't have the whole. We were casting roles and negotiating, and the opportunity had long passed us by. Interesting. Wow, that's actually I'm surprised. And again, that's the whole probably why Steve Valentine posted those tweets about private stuff remaining private, because he's probably saying that that should have.
Yeah, it should have stayed behind closed doors. Very interesting.
Yeah, see, this is. Yeah, so here we go. Here's Arnie again. I don't know why that's been said. I don't want to turn this into he said, she said, but we did reach out via his representation as we always do. Typical contract negotiations were had, but an agreement couldn't be settled on. So basically, it sounds like they reached out, said.
This is what we can
Okay,
do.
so
Here you
here's okay,
go.
here's a longer post. Let me read this one. Again, this is this post is from Arnie over at Naughty Dog. He's one of the or he is, I should say, the community strategist over at Naughty Dog. Good guy. Big fan of Arnie. I know many of you have been asking, and we've unfortunately been silent for some time regarding your comments, questions about the voice acting of Harry Flynn in Uncharted 4 multiplayer. I meant to post an update on Friday, but it's been a hectic week with all the news and events. I don't have great news, so I just wanted to be upfront about the voice acting decision process. Looking into it, we did contact original voice actors for the characters when we were looking to cast and record voiceover for the multiplayer characters in order to have them reprise his roles. This included Harry Flynn. This was our priority, and we proceeded to try to do that across the board. I can't speak to why anyone would feel otherwise. In this case, we made the best effort to make it work, but ultimately we could not strike a deal that both sides were satisfied with. Sometimes that happens in this industry, among many others. As always, we do appreciate your feedback and efforts to put support behind things you like and want. We know all you want is our game to be the best it possibly can. We did our part to make it work, and it didn't work out when it should have. When we were casting the roles and negotiating agreements. Unfortunately, the opportunity had long passed us by, even back in December, and we won't be re-recording any multiplayer voices. So, again, I agree with Steve Valentine, and I technically agree with Arnie. This was a discussion that should have remained private. This was a discussion that should not have
Oh, yeah.
been forced into the public eye. However, I understand, the gamers and the
Both
fans
sides of the spectrum.
desire to know what's going on, what's the deal, right? The problem is these companies do not have to be transparent to us. They don't. They are private companies. They can decide to tell us what they want and what they don't. Again, I'm not saying I wouldn't be curious enough to just want to know. I am actually surprised how many people are pushing for this, given that Harry Flynn is just a voice in the game, in the multi like people are super upset about this because he was the voice of a character in the multiplayer. That shows how much people pay attention to this. Excuse me. And it shows how
A
much
passion,
Yeah,
like,
how much people really cared that it was the same guy throughout the game. Now, the same thing happened with Hideo when he changed out Solid Snake. Or Big Boss, I guess. Either way, it wasn't David Hayter, it was Kiefer Sutherland. And David Hayter said kind of the same thing where he didn't see that coming, And that's super unfortunate, but what happens behind those closed doors isn't necessarily privy to us. Arnie, I think, has to play damage control, unfortunately, because he's being put in this situation where everyone is, there's 42 pages in this thread about what the deal is with this is literally the, as far as I have seen on the Uncharted thread right now, the longest thread, and it's about the voice of a character in the game, wow, not about the game's mechanics, right?
Damn.
So, you know, that's unfair on Naughty Dog, because at some point they kind of have to be like, hey, listen, it's confidential. We can't tell you. We're not going to discuss, you know, the circumstances of an agreement or disagreement with another party when they can't be here to voice their side of it too. And if they say they don't want to talk about it, then we have to respect their right and not talk about it. Instead, what happened was 42 pages of people being like, how come you're not telling us? We deserve to know. We deserve to know. You know, and then they have to be like, all right, listen, we're going to say this. Chill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's not fair. It's not okay to ask the question. By all means, ask the question. But, it, you know, sometimes you have to say, fair enough. I respect that you've at least addressed our concerns. And while you have not provided us an answer, you know, we're not going to push.
Right.
It seems like they pushed and pushed and pushed until the question had to be answered.
Finally.
And that's, you know, my whole argument is the, you know, pushing and pushing and pushing until you get an answer is a bit unfair. It's unfair to both parties because Steve Valentine, based on his tweet, seems a little annoyed that they, you know, said that they were unable to reach an agreement. Now, because one would make the argument that that means that Valentine's you know, management or whomever handles that stuff wanted too much money, right? You could be like, well, they wanted too much money and that's why they didn't get it. Or maybe he had reasonable demands that could not be met, you know?
Right.
And, you know, maybe he wanted to work from home instead of have to go to Santa Monica or whatever to record in studio or something. Like, who knows? And we won't know. Just don't, you know...
Don't keep pushing it.
Well, the thing. You push the issue, and now you're going to be unsatisfied with your answer either way. You were unsatisfied with it not knowing the results, and you're unsatisfied with it knowing the results.
Still.
Or some people are probably like, okay, that's fine. It makes sense. And for me, I don't care one way or the other. Like, it seems weird. You know, now we know. That's fine. But, so.
It's not like a... For some, it shouldn't be. I don't know why it's such that huge of an issue. You know.
I guess people really, really, really like Steve Valentine, and that's fine. That's totally
the
fine.
Actor.
The voice actor, and I'm totally cool with that. So, yeah, there's so. Let's see.
I mean, it's loyalty, I guess.
Yeah, and that's fine. So, in perspective on this, the pro tips locked thread that's at the top of this forum has 38 replies. The Uncharted 4 multiplayer booster suggestion has 215 replies.
Wow.
The Harry Flynn voice acting has 410 replies. There is not a single other thread on the first page. And on the second
that is
page,
that long.
That okay. One on the second page has 56. That's like the second highest I've seen, aside from like those Naughty Dog sponsored ones, the ones that are like they're locked to the top of the thread, so they're the first ones you see. Yeah, I don't see a single other one with nearly as many replies, which speaks to some. You know, it speaks to the needs and desires of the fan base, and that's totally fine. You know, this person's trying to access the beta now. It's off. I'm just trying to play, but it says error initializing manager. What can I do? Beta's over, dude.
Yep. Sorry.
Now people are posting that. It's like, guys, did you not read the thing about the beta?
There's clear and clear instructions when it was going to start and it was going to end. They tell you.
Yeah, it's like, you know. voice chat quality is extremely poor. PS4 party is super crisp and clear. Yes, but the problem is yeah, you can't hear non-teammates. The PS4 party is like five times more is better than the game party because it's not independent. It is independent of the game chat to begin with. That's why it's crispier and clearer. And if you were somebody who used the PlayStation 4 at launch, you'd know that the PlayStation 4 party chat sucked at launch. It took a few firmware updates before that audio sounded as crispy and clean as it does.
Right.
And the repercussion of that is that it makes downloads go way slower when you're in a party because a big portion of your bandwidth is being allocated to deliver that high quality audio. So,
So sacrifices had to be made.
yeah, I mean, the other thing that people are also making assumptions on is that what you see in this beta is what is going to happen. There's a lot of stuff that wasn't,
If they left the game the way it
subtitles
was,
weren't in the game, and I had tweeted like at Naughty Dog, like, are subtitles going to be in the game? Is colorblind assist going to be in the game? Like, because now I'm in the mindset of thinking about accessibility options for video games, because of my relationship with some of the fine people over at Able Gamers. I'm now thinking of those things, right? I'm not, I don't have colorblindness. I don't have. I'm not hard of hearing, so like I don't need the subtitles, but I know that some people do. So when games have subtitles, I make a conscious, reminder to myself to enable subtitles for the stream. And so when I didn't see those options, I sent a tweet out and was like, "Hey, any chance?" And I got a tweet back, and they said, "The beta has a limited amount of things attached to it, but those are, planned for the full release." And I'm like, cool, enough for me. My question, I wasn't really expecting to get a reply. I got a reply. I'm okay with that,
Right, yeah.
So, dang it, Naughty Dog, U4 multiplayer becomes summer. So, wait, okay, this thread title is too long. Okay, here we go. New thread. Dang it, not, okay, dang it, Naughty Dog. U4 multiplayer becomes Somersault Simulator. My worst fears were
Okay.
realized. After the mess that Uncharted 3 multiplayer became, in parentheses, everybody run, comma, hip fire, comma, and dive, end parentheses. Uncharted 4 multiplayer looked to be on a similar road, which sucks because it's such a fun game. The closed beta was great, the open beta was great, until last night. By the time I played matches on Sunday night, half of my games were people spamming the roll button, running in circles, and firing their weapons. Isn't there anything that can be done about this? It really sucked the fun out of the game quickly. And then, first reply. Learn to aim better and utilize the terrain. If people are spamming the movement system, put some space or cover between you and take the initiative. I have not had any problems with the movement system. It's a clear part of Uncharted multiplayer. Next comment. It should be a energy bar to roll and jump, just like it is for grenades. Next comment. People exploiting the game mechanics. Really? In an online game? Get over it. Okay.
Damn.
Here's my
Savage.
response. First off, $5 says this kid is, in fact, a kid.
One of those.
I think,
Oh,
no, I think
yeah.
it's probably a kid. First off, he only has four posts on the PlayStation forums at all. And so here's my re reply to it. That's called using the game mechanics to play. That's not exploiting a mechanic, that's using the
Oh,
mechanic.
yeah,
Like,
it's called
and I,
not
and
getting
I, and
your
I'll rem
shot.
I'll remind everyone of this. In real life, I am not going to stand still and shoot at somebody. I'm going to be moving
Oh,
around. Am I going to be rolling around?
yes.
No, but I'm
Probably not.
probably going to either utilize cover or run to get away with from them, or run and
Yeah.
shoot. It isn't The Last of Us. You can shoot and move at the same time from the hip. You don't have to aim down the sights. You know, Halo never had aiming down the sights until Halo 5.
Five.
You know? And in Halo 5, they introduced dashing and like shoulder charge things and
New mechanics.
yeah, slightly new mechanics, like the
Well, not necessarily mechanics. New for Halo.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like Uncharted 4 is effectively the exact same like movement mechanics as Uncharted 3, with the exception of the rope swing. That's the newest thing. That's the only difference. So, what if somebody's swinging around on the rope swing and firing with their pistol and getting kills? Is that exploiting the mechanic because they're swinging around and moving? No. Trust me, more than one person did it. Like, I've done it. I've swung around and shot people, and I've also killed the people who were swinging on the hooks. Is that a is am I exploiting the mechanic because they're trying to traverse the game terrain and they can't shoot back at me? No. They took a
Oh, that's a
risk. They
game.
took a risk to swing, and so I
Yeah.
shot them and killed them. If you stand
Exactly.
still, they're going to run around you and shoot you so that you can't shoot them.
Yeah.
So my
Let me
response to
just stand here
you,
and see you shoot me.
Mr. PSN person whose name I won't post because I'm not trying to like really call you out, grow up. What
Yeah,
video game?
good.
What like? It's not Resident Evil, okay? This isn't tank
No, yeah.
controls.
No, well, love tank controls. But
I know
anyways,
you like
yeah,
tank
just.
controls, but you wouldn't play a multiplayer game with tank controls.
No, God, no. God, no. Because you're not, yeah, like you said, you're not going to just stand there and let someone shoot you. That's
Yeah.
like if we play and you're like, Mike, wait, don't move. Just stand there real quick.
Yeah.
And then shot me in the head. I'm like, what the hell, dude?
So, I'm hoping to see if there is another interesting title for
Bring back
good.
Pulp
Oh, I like
Fiction.
this one. Good suggestions, and because they spelled suggestions wrong.
Here's a suggestion. Go back to
Wow.
school.
Whoa. Okay, no. First off, I'm gonna go ahead and I retract my statement about their poor spelling. They are not from the United States. At least it doesn't
Oh,
appear to
okay. Well,
be.
then.
It doesn't appear to
Okay,
be, so
never mind then. Yeah.
I'll give them credence to their
Okay.
spelling because they're making an
Okay.
effort. Their post is fairly fairly well done. And even at the end, they put sorry for my mistakes English because I believe
Whoosh.
they are from a maybe a
Ah,
Mexican
gotcha.
country because everything looks like it's in Spanish. And to me,
Ah.
I can't determine, but it says jugadores, which is players, rango, which is rank, dinero, tiempo. So that's because they showed a thing.
Okay.
He was ranked number one in Uncharted 3 at some point. Wow, it's obviously pretty good.
Right then.
These are my suggestions. Improving previously, shotguns killed without a shot. Or that. Now in this new game, not a shot or kills, revivals, gunpoint with her previously. Okay, sorry, I can't read it. Grammatically, it's kind of confusing, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
Not gonna try. A little unfortunate. Thoughts from a casual player. We need skins from Tilu. We need skin from Tilu's. I hope that any DLC for Uncharted 4 Beta MP give us skin from other games like Joel from The Last of Us, like you did with Killzone and Infamous in Uncharted 2. So I hope that seeing Joel jumping around, it will be great for UA as fan of The Last of Us and Uncharted smiley face. Wow, that is one lengthy sentence. Okay. Couldn't even play the beta properly. Let's see. What do you got? What do you got for me, Mr. Person? So I hope ND is reading this forum because they really need to step up their game on their network system, servers, and whatever. I tried for 3 days to play the beta and I was able to play only four entire matches. Yeah, 4 out of 100 plus I tried. The game kept removing me from matches. Like not matches, but matches.
That's just.
in the first 30 seconds or so, saying it was due to network issues. Guess it's needless to say that the disappointment and sadness for a huge UC fan like me who was dying to try the MP. Now, before anybody says it's my internet connection, well, don't even start it, ... I can play online every other game on this planet without a single problem. I have more than 40 days on UC2 Online, a lot of time on TLU Online, played the Star Wars Battlefront beta, the Plants vs. Zombies GW2 beta, just some examples. And I've never had such problem as this, that the game wouldn't even allow me to play full matches. I never experienced something like this before, ... never in my whole time with online gaming, which is not few. ND always lacks with their network since UC2, which was terrible to join a friend or to have a friend join you. Then again, on TLU, the same problem exists. Sometimes you and your friends can join each other in seconds, but sometimes it takes an eternity, and you even gotta go through a hassle to get it to work. Well, ND, the full game better not launch like that. I'm just saying you better fix your network issues and get it to work properly. I just want UC4 to be the best it can be. And look, I prayed for UC4 to not be like UC3 Online. And guess what? My happiness that my prayers were heard was smashed by the inability to play the beta, which I could not enjoy. So please, ND, fix that. Please, I ask with all my heart, a huge ND fan and supporter. I don't even I want to work in community management and PR, but like there's a part of me that would be like, I'm gonna read all the replies people send to me and reply to them in as poor, like, and the problem is I want to pick on his grammar. It again, I guarantee you this is like a 10-year-old kid, and I guarantee you with your internet connection comments that it is your internet connection. You know, mm-hmm. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
You know, you never told me how long it took you to get into matches on the Star Wars Battlefront beta or Plants vs. Zombies or any other online game. You're just right. Specifically saying that every Uncharted game you've ever played and The Last of Us was terrible. And yeah. If it's your friends joining you, maybe your friend's internet is dragging you down. And or maybe you actually do not have good internet, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was playing Uncharted Online, streaming it, and uploading a video to YouTube at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And
guess who's still able to play?
I was still able to play. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't know what you're doing when you're playing Uncharted Online. Maybe you got Netflix going because you like to watch. You know, you like to party. You like to watch TV while you play video games. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, maybe you're downloading all that prawn, you know? there's, maybe. Like, the problem is that I hate when I go to threads online where people complain about connectivity and they don't mm-hmm. show speed tests. Like, show me an actual speed test. Show me, you know, show me multiple screens of you getting disconnected from games. Show me an actual one time you measured the time to get into a game and bring something to the table, right? Because right now I see this big post where somebody who sounds like a kid is complaining that they couldn't play the beta. You, first off, I was only able to play 4 entire matches. Yeah, 4 out of 100 plus you tried. How do you know you tried 100 times? How do you know? Did you count them? Did you capture the footage on your PS4 and export that to a video and put it on YouTube? Like, you probably didn't try 100 matches. And again, I want to go ahead and say that you probably, you know, one match a day. You got into one match every day. I don't believe you. I just don't believe you.
No.
So.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not trying to pick on people, but the whole like huge ND supporter fan, like we're all big Naughty Dog supporters. We all like Naughty Dog games. Like That's not gonna,
Right.
that doesn't mean they're gonna take your comments into
No.
account more than anyone
Consideration.
else who's a fan of the game. Like, it's all criticism and all feedback is helpful. It doesn't matter how much of a fan of the company you are. But
Just some people, I guess.
that is that, and that's fine, and we could go into, yeah, there's more people doing this this beta thing. There's a ton of good, there's a ton of good solid feedback in this game. There's ton of this person posted twice that we need Chloe. First reply, all available characters weren't in the beta aren't representative of all available characters in the full game. Chloe and Eddie Raja have so far been confirmed via their multiplayer reveal trailer. So, like, relax. It's gonna be there. It's gonna be fine. Which is, and exactly, like, again, that's a, and that wasn't even a Naughty Dog person's reply. That was a random other gamer who was like, just go watch the reveal trailer. They wouldn't put them in the reveal trailer if they're not in the game. And even, like, somebody pointed out, like, oh, I hope maybe Cutter shows up in the game, in the story, because he's in the multiplayer. And I'm like, well, but, keep in mind that there's tons of characters in the multiplayer that are dead. Marlo, spoiler alert, Marlo is gone.
Carlos. Yep.
Lazarevich is gone.
Gone.
So keep that in mind. And I didn't want to go so critical into what people have to say about the game. I'm happy they're voicing their opinion. I just wish they would be a
No,
little
yeah.
more
Fair, at least.
fair, yeah, about it.
Yeah.
But that's it for me on this one. And again, I'll link this thread. I'll link the Harry Flynn thread, and I will link the
Just need
community
some faith.
thread in total. Because if you played the beta and you have some thoughts, definitely go and
Yeah,
voice
go
your
let them
opinion in
know.
the thread. Let them know, because they do read this stuff. They are looking. Whether or not you're going to get a reply
No.
is, up in the air. But
Right. Just because you're not getting a reply doesn't mean they're not reading it.
yeah. So definitely keep that in mind. Go voice your opinion if you have something to say, negative or positive. Just
Right.
be concise and be respectful about it,
First, yeah. This is what they do for a living, so
Well, it's just
they
one of those
put.
things where, like, if I was somebody, it like if I went into wherever this person worked and, like, tore them apart because of something, like, they'd be like, "What are you giving such a hard time for? I'm doing
Yeah.
my best." And it's like, well, they kind of are too. Like,
Yeah, that's
give, g
they're
like, what happened to
working time.
giving people the benefit of the doubt?
Right.
So with that, I'm gonna go ahead and say that I'm done for the episode. If you have any closing thoughts, my good sir.
Be fair. There you go. Be fair. Just
So,
be fair.
with that, I will give my shout outs this week to Naughty Dog, and also to my boy Adrian, who has been watching my streams. He bought a PS Vita because of us. He was listening to the
Nice.
cast. He bought a PS Vita. He got Persona 4 right up your alley.
Yes.
And God of War, the cartridge was still in the Vita when he got it, so he lucked out. So big shout out to my boy Adrian. That is it for this week, right? That's it. There's nothing. It was
Take
pretty
it.
much just Uncharted the whole time.
Which is fine with me, because I did want to hear some thoughts.
Yeah, so overall, I think it's fine. Yeah, they've got to make some changes. They've got to fix the party system. But again, my guess is that those things will be fixed. It was just a matter of having servers functional for them to test this kind of stuff right now.
Right, yeah.
And I'm sure they will use this feedback and hopefully make better changes. I'm not
Exactly.
there, I don't know, but again, I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
That said, that has been episode numero 60, six
Ooh.
zero,
Big
of
6-0.
the Disconnected Gamers podcast. You can find us on Twitter at the DG Cast. if you'd like to tweet at us. You can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/c/thedgcast. It may be where you listen to the podcast now, but it also may be the place where you go and subscribe and watch some gaming videos that I post.
Exactly. Do it.
Plug. Plug. Anyways, you can also find us streaming video games on Twitch, twitch.tv/dgcasttv. Give us a follow. You'll get notifications. It'll be cool. We can hang out. You can ask me my thoughts in real time.
It's true.
And watch me freak out when I lose at games. It's cool. Sometimes. and you know, yeah, we'll hang out. We'll have a good time. So with that, I believe that is it for us. And as always, we will catch you
on the flip.